As 2012 comes to an end, we're catching up on some music we missed. That includes the first release in 5 years from one of the founders of Latin rock, Mexican band Café Tacuba. NPR's Jasmine Garst has more on the band's unique sound.
That's Ingrata from the Re album, which broke Café Tacuba in 1994. It features the band's trademark mix of rock, ska, and traditional Mexican music. It's a humorous song about an ungrateful lover. Bassist Enrique Quique Rangel Arroyo says the musicians didn't realize it at the time, but their songs filled a void in the Mexican scene.
People who was expecting what we did in music to happen. And this started to grow, and there was a voice of Mexican music, something we had to get out of our bodies.
The band's fusion of rock and traditional Mexican music was actually quite revolutionary for Latin rock. Ernesto Lechner writes about Latin culture for the Los Angeles Times.
Even though there were some great records coming out from Latin America in the late 60s and 70s and 80s. There was some originality, there were some great songs, some great melodies, but it was based on what was happening in England and the U.S.
Lechner recently compiled Rolling Stone magazine's list of best Latin rock albums of all time. He crowned Café Tacuba's Re number one.
What really struck me about listening to Café Tacuba the first time was that here you had a band that, yes, it assimilated everything that was happening outside, but it also incorporated, I mean, at the heart of Café Tacuba's music was its ethnicity, the fact that it was a Latino band.
Café Tacuba's celebration of Mexican culture extended to their lyrics. In their song Labios de Jaguar, or Jaguar Lips, they sing about leaving a rich white girlfriend for her indigenous servant. The band's newest album, its first in 5 years, is called El Objeto Antes Llamado Disco, or The Object Formerly Known as a Disc. It finds Café Tacuba experimenting even more with fusing rock, folk, and electronic sounds. There's not a lot of sex, drugs, and rock and roll here. Instead, the band sings about what seems to genuinely concern them, getting older, environmental consciousness, and the drug-related violence that plagues Mexico today.
Lo vieron caer del cielo, bola de metal y fuego, cayó arriba.
The song is called Sopilotes, which in Mexico and Central America means vultures.
Los sopilotes en círculo van, localizando el sitio fatal.
Café Tacuba is one of the few bands from the golden era of Latin rock in the 90s that is still going strong. Bassist Enrique Quique Rangel Arroyo says one of the secrets to their longevity is that they take time to get away from each other.
Everybody has the opportunity to work with another project. All those things separate us from Café Tacuba and help us to have a big picture, and then the need to get together with the band again and enjoy the pleasure to be together.
And each time they're together, the members of Café Tacuba, as they put it, take a snapshot of what Mexicans are going through today. Jasmine Garst, NPR News.